on today's Living in Las Vegas, back in high school, I looked like that. And because I behaved like that, I didn't go to college. Nope. Instead, I ended up going into the Air Force. And it was because of the job I took in the Air Force that I ended up pitching a couple casinos an idea for a show back in the early 2000s. So on today's episode, we're going to talk about what that show was. I'm going to demonstrate a few things that we were going to do, and we'll figure out why that idea was completely, eventually, next. Plus, we've got real quick stories, live chat questions, listener email, and of course, have a drink on me. This is a Living in Las Vegas podcast where, even though I can put my finger through my ear, watch. That wasn't going to be in the show. Let's get started.
Yeah, baby.
I want to see you stick it through your head into your other ear.
That wasn't very nice, was it?
It's a wind tunnel.
Living in Las Vegas starts now. Root Canal. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home.
Yes, indeed.
The Living in Las Vegas podcast.
Yeah.
And now your host...
Yes.
A man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was.
Singer brother Scotty.
Mr. Scott
Whitney. Like you mean it. Oh, that's it. Let's see how Scott flies. Oh, look at that. It's green screen. Oh, look at this.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Let's get professional. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network. Oh, thank you, live studio audience. You people are... wonderful. And if I could just say, for a moment, I want to congratulate you for watching the longest running podcast about Las Vegas that actually originates in where?
Viva Las Vegas.
That's right. And it's hosted by people who've got a combined 30 years experience living here. And we haven't been thrown out. Have you ever been in jail?
Not yet.
Boom!
Yeah.
We had 30 years in not jail, which means, of course, we don't just cover what it's like to live here, but we're going to tell you all of our little adventures. We have many adventures. Oh, we go down to the Strip. We go down to Fremont Street. We head on downtown. We go in the whole valley. It's a giant clock. 2 million people. We know every single one of them.
We do.
And we're also going to give you tips. You're going to move here?
Ah, we've got you.
Wait a minute. You're a tourist. You dislike Las Vegas? Oh, secret handshake. We're going to give you the secret handshake to all things powerful. Right, Brett?
We have a secret club called the Griffin.
The Griffin.
We'll have to give you... I'm just making this...
I don't know what the hell that is.
Not Gryffindor for you,
By the way,
Harry Potter fans.
We're live every Tuesday at 8 p.m. here at VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. Join the live chat like the thousands of people who are hanging with us right now. They are, by the way, the most beautiful people in all of the internet. Hey, I'm your host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa. Buenas noches. How you doing, hot stuff? I run the Vegas Video Network. Oh, thank you.
It's crickets.
What?
You do a fabulous job of running.
Thank you. Yeah. I can't do it alone. I've tried. No, I seriously have. And it's just not as fun. We call him RQS. We call him Drinky Pants. He's actually the managing partner demigod over at KSHP Radio. He is Brett Grant.
I shall
everybody.
Have no false gods before me. You know, the I'm just curious now. We've done how many shows together? This is our 24th or so?
20-something.
I'm just wondering when I'm going to get in the open.
You were in the open.
I was?
Well, first of all, you
I'm just wondering.
Baby. I'll tell you how.
You know.
Here's how this works. I start working on the show at
3. I know production.
You start working on the show at
about
8.
Yeah, right. That's true. I feel, you know, I was actually this today. I was driving around.
Yeah.
And I was feeling guilty about that. I go, I wonder if Scott's mad at me because I contribute very little to the content of the show in the pre-preparation work of it.
But I
certainly bring it on show night.
You sure do.
So that's what matters.
You sure.
There's
bring
the
it.
Research staff. And then there's the talent.
Yes, I don't.
But I knew today's show was all about.
I don't feel any anger at you at all. And by the way, that's
put down the voodoo doll. Put down the voodoo doll.
That's the end of Brett. By the way, he was a lovely young man. We hope he decides to find another show on the goddamn network. That you know. All right, over under.
You pick it.
Let's go with 112 minutes. That's too many. Let's go with 92. Hmm. 92 and a hook.
92? Let's see.
I think we got a chance. Let's go with 92 and a hook.
And a hook. That's an hour and a half plus you know, a little time for you to do more things, apparently. Okay. All right, so let's get to our
Two little quick stories.
We wait until...
I know. No, I'm just saying I contributed two little stories.
Maybe.
Perhaps. We'll see. At least one.
Depends on how I feel about you. All right.
All right.
So this could end up being just completely off the fucking rails or fascinating. Let's go with...
I'm under specific orders today, which I'm going to do my very best to follow.
Right. We'll see how that goes.
I forgot what they were already, but I'm going to try and follow.
I actually have notes because I knew you'd forget. Okay. So out of high school... I really did well in high school in that I really had fun in high school in that I didn't actually do school.
Right.
Like kind of like you, right? We are 2.5, 2.0. I didn't take the SAT, so I didn't go to college.
Okay.
Which, you know, the mom was like, that's charming, but you can't sleep until noon every day. You got to go off and do something.
Right.
So I said, okay, I'll do that. I went to the Air Force. And, you know, I went to their recruiter guy, and he's like, oh, yeah, Air Force is cool. It's the best of the blah, blah. I'm like, okay, fine, let's do the Air Force. I'm tired of getting yelled at by my mom.
Right.
So the first thing you have to do when you join the Air Force is you have to take a test, an entrance exam. And I took that test, and I aced it, got 100%. And they said, well, you can First time ever.
I'm sure the high school principal is going, Scott Whitney got 100%?
Wait.
Where was this stuff before?
I got one on a guitar test in high school. Okay. I actually taught guitar my senior year, so fuck off again.
And you're the class of what? You're the class of 77? What class?
79.
79. That's okay. Class 79. I didn't mean to age you. I apologize.
Thank you. You're so sweet. Okay. It's going to be a fun show with Brett, I can tell. Anyway, so I aced it. They said, well, you can do anything you want. You can pick any job you want in the Air Force. And I said, well.
Make me a captain. Can I just skip all this stuff right now?
Well, and originally I was going to go in as a musician. Because, really? Yeah. That was my intent. Because I would have gone in as like a staff sergeant. Okay. Because I had a lot of musical skill. And my recruiter actually convinced me not to do that, saying that, you know, when you get out and if music doesn't work for you, now what are you going to do? I'm like, oh, shit, that's a good point. So I took the test and said, look, the one thing I don't want to be is an air traffic controller. Back in 79, 80, air traffic controllers were falling like weeds, man. Reagan was firing them and
yes,
people were killing themselves.
Well, they tried to strike when they're not allowed to.
That's right. Yeah. So I said, I don't want to be that. But other than that, you pick. You decide what you want me to do. So they said, okay, so I went into basic training. And the ninth day of basic training, I was pulled aside by Tech Sergeant Combs.
Okay.
I remembered Tech Sergeant Combs because he was from the South. So he had a draw. How you doing there, Irma Whitney? I'm like, wow, this is crazy. These people exist. Because I'm from Southern California.
Sure.
I never talked to these guys. So he's a little round guy, you know, from Tennessee, thick draw, good old boy, super friendly, unassuming. Like right. You would never remember him. And I think I know why now. So he goes, hey, would you be interested in being a voice processor?
Okay. I said, what's a voice processor?
I don't know what that is. He goes, well, basically, it's a spy. I'm like, He goes, well, so there's two disciplines in voice processing. So it's based upon language. So there's one kind of voice processor who does foreign language. So they learn...
Whatever.
Russia language. Or whatever right. It is. Right. And the other one is inflection within our own language. So listening to people when they talk to you, because when people talk to you, they give away a lot about what's going on. So it's that part. And then there's also body language associated with you talk. So it's the study of both body language and language.
Also the eyes. My brother studied this stuff. So I know what you're talking about.
So, yeah. Okay. So he said, let me give you an example. When you lie... A couple things happen to you when you're lying to somebody. And the first is physical. You can feel it, right? Your stomach feels it. Your throat tightens up. Your eye. You've heard the line where if somebody's lying, they look up and to the right.
Yep.
Well, that's kind of part. It's not completely accurate, but that's part of the thing is
exactly.
You're afraid to look at somebody. Your shoulders will sometimes go up if you're lying because you're tensing up. So that's the physical. And then the verbal thing is you can hear their verbal stress in people. Their timbre changes, so the pitch of their voice changes, and sometimes the tempo changes. So some people speed up when they're lying.
Right.
Some people slow down when they're lying. So you can track that. You can kind of see what's going on. So I'm like, wow, that's cool. And he also said, if you don't feel those things,
you're a psychopath. I'm like, okay, well, hold on.
You're Ted Kaczynski.
That was my first girlfriend. she had none of that feelings. Okay. So I'm like, that's pretty cool stuff. Let's go ahead and do that. So I ended up going to Monterey, California. That's where the Voice Processing School, which is a pretty cool place to go to school. Yeah. So what I want to do today is demonstrate those two things.
Okay.
Both the being able to read you physically and read you verbally. Okay. So what I'm gonna look for here. Oh, actually, I should back up. So in our show notes, we usually have everything listed out, but in this section right here, it's got nothing. So Brett has no idea what's about to happen.
Which is normal for
what's
Brett.
About to happen to him. But I did ask him, you know, two things. I asked him not to argue with me, which if you're in the pre-show, I think he mentioned, well, that's going to be fucking hard. So he's not going to write. If you watched his Facebook page, it's almost impossible.
Right,
so
yeah.
This is a great risk for me. But I asked him, don't argue with me. I just kind of want to get through it and be honest. So whatever you say you're going to do, just say you're going to do it. If you've picked something, actually say that you picked it so I don't look like a dumbass.
Okay.
And that's it. And what we're going to do is we're going to do...
Mike, is there actually a car battery anywhere nearby you? Well, I'm about to be waterboarded. Yeah. Or electric shock treatment.
You know, it's our position that torture doesn't have any effect.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to look for actually, they're called tells. There are two kinds of tells. One's an MPT, so a microphysical tell. You actually said that your brother did something about this. Yeah. So on your face, there's 19 facial zones.
Okay.
That I would look at. Eyes.
19.
19. And the eyes, as you mentioned, is certainly one of them. And I'll give you a good example. You know, you've probably heard this, you guys. When you look at something that you like, your pupils dilate. They get bigger. The thought behind it is your brain is trying to let more of that picture into your brain. You don't have any choice in the matter. Your right. eyes just dilate. Now, if one dilates and one doesn't, that actually tells us something, but that's another story. Okay. And by the way, if yours does that, I'm getting the fuck out of this room.
I'm a psychopath again. Right. We're back to a psychopath.
So that's an MPT, a microphysical tell. Then there's an MVT, a microverbal tell, which is like we talked about before. It is your voice change, which you usually can't stop it from doing when you're asked to answer a question, whether you want to answer it or not.
Right.
So what we're going to do... by the way, and if you hear that kind of stuff, you may say to yourself, wait a minute, being able to do that would be super helpful if you were in sales
sure.
or interrogation. So in sales,
that's what my brother was doing.
Was interrogation?
Yeah. Or it was corporate,
really?
Internal corporate theft.
Really?
So real quick, he just kind of mentioned to me one time, because we always ask somebody a question, like what's, you know, where was your high school graduation ceremony? And if somebody doesn't remember that, they're going to look up to their left, right?
Yeah.
Because they're honestly trying to recall something.
Yep.
But if you said to them, why did you steal that? They're going to be
up to the right,
which means they're lying oftentimes. About something.
Right.
Yeah, interesting.
That's pretty cool. So what we're going to do, for sales, it doesn't work. And the reason is, and you're going to see this in a minute, I'm going to be looking at you kind of like this.
Okay.
If I did that in a sales thing, you'd be like, hey,
back off.
Hey, Manson, we've had enough. Nice.
Are we dating?
Nice. Yeah. Nice swastika, pal. We got to go. Right. Okay. So, but you're right. For interrogation, like a lot of ex-military people are interrogators.
I like Teddy right
What's,
there.
What is that?
Every time BG says real quick, take a shot.
That's a great drinking That's awesome. Game. That's the new Living in Las Vegas drinking game. Hey, real quick. For fuck's sake. Pow. Okay. So what we're going to use is a deck of cards.
Okay.
We're going to do this for a couple reasons. The first is it just limits the number of answers that you can give me. So this is what we first learned at school, because instead of you being able to select two gazillion options, you can only select basically 52 options.
Mm. So 13 times four.
Yeah. So it may, well, look at you. You're all.
Well, there's four suits. 13 cards to a suit.
You're Mr. Matthew now all of a sudden, aren't you? And what's going to happen is I'm going to, so let me see. We've got a couple cameras here. I've got another camera here. You can see this camera here. Now we've put it in place so you can see the cards depending on the shot. And also we're going to use that camera for this camera by itself for Brett to show you some things that I can't see. Okay, so that's the intent. So the first thing I'm going to do, Brett, let me get this over here.
Okay. Do I need to move?
Let me see. What I'm going to do first thing is I'm just going to reduce the number of cards here, like this, this kind of deal, without... Clearly, I'm not a magician. Right. So I'll be doing like that. And you're just going to say stop.
Okay.
And when you say stop, I'm going to give you that card, okay? So
okay.
We're gonna
stop.
Do, hold on.
No. I thought we were starting.
Okay. Let's start. Here we go.
Well.
Ready to go. Here we go.
Stop.
Okay. So I want you to don't touch it.
Okay.
Just look at the card.
I got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
So really burn it into your head.
Okay.
You got it?
It's burned.
Okay. Now take it away from me. Don't show it to me.
Take the card away from me.
Take the card okay. away from you. You got it?
I got it.
You got just that card?
I got just that card. Okay.
Now what I want you to do is show that camera the card.
All right. There it is, camera. Close your eyes, Scotty. Don't look.
I'm not looking at it.
Okay. Everybody's got it?
Everybody see it?
Everybody sees it? Okay.
Everybody see it? Okay. So now what you're going to do is...
Don't type it into the live chat if Scott sees it.
Yeah,
chat.
Don't. Yeah. Just go ahead and put it inside there.
Wherever.
Just put it in there.
I'll put it in there.
And it doesn't really matter. I'm just going to have to eventually look for it after you and I,
right.
You know, do our thing. Okay. So, what I want to do now is I'm going to look at you. I'm going to start counting numbers. I'm just going to look at your face.
Okay.
Okay. Ace, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
What if
don't move your face.
Tick.
9, 8, 9, 10, Jack, Queen, King, 7, 8, 9, 10, Clubs, Hearts, Spades, Diamonds, Clubs, Hearts, Spades, Diamonds. Okay.
What camera? What shot you got here on the camera? You might want to change it.
Just thank you. I should have.
He's
that.
Back. Yeah. Sorry.
Damn it. Proving
it wasn't
that
a fail. It was just
proving I can't see what the hell I'm doing. All right. So let me see here. I've got a couple. I think you might be.
We kind of screwed it up with regards to the not changing the camera shot back because people couldn't see my face.
Yeah, well, they wouldn't be able to see what I saw anyways. In that shot, you can't really see it. Okay, so I'm thinking... I'm not sure which one it is. Let's do this.
He's narrowed it down. To how many cards?
Two cards. All right. I think it's one of those two. Now, here's what I want you to do. Without touching, just point to one of those two.
You want me to point to
just
one?
Just point to one of those
okay,
two.
Okay, I'll point to this one.
Okay. Flip it over. Is that it?
No.
Okay. Was it this one?
Yes.
Was that one?
Yeah.
Fuck!
So very
it's close.
Good.
It
was very
close.
Good. Very
damn
good.
Damn it.
You just missed it. I was not allowed to lie to you or to argue with you.
Okay. So
I was still impressive.
I was off by one.
So what was it with the nine that...
Well, you did... I'm you not gonna, I can't. I really can't tell you all the
I kinda
things
I kind of
coughed
a little bit when you said it.
But you started to... I think what's more interesting was the heart or diamond.
Right.
Because that was harder for me to tell. The nine I felt pretty good about. And I felt pretty good it was either a heart or a diamond, but I couldn't really tell if it was which one it was.
Right.
So that could have gone better. Fuck.
Should damn we do it again?
Yeah, that just pisses me off that didn't happen.
Damn.
Damn it. Oh, look at this. I'm getting a freaking alert on here.
Never play poker with Scott. Do you have aces in the hole?
Okay, hold
you've
on. Let's see.
Got ace jack.
I got this thing happening on my browser that's not good. Go away, you cocksucker. All right, here we go. Go away. Okay. So let's do the next one. So that one was facial.
Right.
Physical. Now what we're gonna do is we're gonna focus on verbal stuff. So I did okay on that one, but I'm not super happy. I wanna hear you. We're going to just take these like this. Now you're going to kind of, I'm going to show this screen. So that's the cards. What I want you to do first is just take each card, flip it over like this, and call the card out.
Okay.
So you do like a nine of hearts.
And then you do nine of diamonds.
Did you not just shuffle those?
Let's shuffle them again.
You ready to shuffle them?
Yeah, sure.
I'll shuffle them.
Shuffle them.
That way there's no, nothing going on here. Nothing funky. All right. Do.
Okay.
All right.
So put the cards down here.
And I'm just going to speak the cards.
I just want you to flip one over and say the name.
King of Diamonds.
Okay. I'll just put them right here so it's easier to see.
Two of Diamonds.
Okay.
Five of Spades.
All right.
Four of Hearts. Six of Spades.
All right. So let me see something. Let's do this. I want you to take a card. Just think of a card, any card, right now.
Okay.
But don't think of the Ace of Spades, because everybody thinks of that. And the Queen of Hearts. All right, so think of another card.
Got it.
Any card. Okay.
Playing with the Queen of Hearts.
Now what I want you to do is
hold
the cards in your hand.
Right.
Just, actually, can you go over here so I can see them?
Sure.
So they can see them. Don't flip them out. Just find that card.
Okay.
Actually, let me see that so they can see that.
Oh, I'm a lefty, so it goes the opposite direction.
And real quick, don't show me the cards, but I'm just curious.
Can they see it?
Is it in between two red cards?
No.
That's funny. It usually is. Okay. All right, so go ahead and pull your card out.
Okay.
Is it all the way out?
It's all the way out.
Okay, let me don't.
Do you want me to hang on to it or do with it?
Give me these cards. Now, okay. Same thing as before. I'm going to bring up that camera up there.
Right.
Is that camera showing?
It is.
So show that card.
Whoops, there's my card.
Bring it up close so they can see it.
They see it.
Can they see it?
They can see it.
Okay. So now what I want you to do, okay, I didn't see it. Still there. They can still see this, right? Are we still showing?
Yeah, you're still good.
Put the card on top.
Card on top.
Now, same thing. Just do a single cut.
Right.
And then put it on top. Okay. Now, what I want you to do is this is going to be me listening to you. So we're going to actually just take the cards, flip them over.
All right. Oh, flip them over.
Yeah. So they can see it. And now you're going to, actually, I think we'll do this shot so I can, this is a better shot.
Okay.
So you're going to read the cards off. And then, so you're going to read them off and put them here. You can see that, right? If you
right.
Read them there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Read them off, put them there, and I'm going to watch you while you're reading them.
Oh, all right. I got to be able to see them. Nine of diamonds, nine of spades, two of clubs, ten of hearts, five of clubs, three of hearts, jack of diamonds, two of hearts, eight of spades, three of clubs, six of diamonds. Nine of hearts, seven of hearts, jack of spades, eight of clubs, can't see them, six of hearts, ace of hearts, eight of hearts, queen of clubs, queen of spades, three of diamonds, six of spades, four of hearts, five of spades, two of diamonds, king of diamonds, four of clubs, four of diamonds, ten of spades, ace of diamonds.
Wait.
Okay.
Hold on. So do the last six cards.
Right.
So just take the last six cards off the here.
Say them again? I'll just go backwards?
Yeah, do that.
Okay. Ace of diamonds, ten of spades, four of diamonds, four of clubs, king of diamonds.
Okay.
Two of diamonds.
Is it?
I think that's six. They're right here.
Is it that one?
Yes, it's the four of clubs.
There it is, baby.
Now, I got to know how you did that one. Because I didn't think my voice changed at all.
I know you didn't.
Wow.
So.
All right.
With that skill set, which is kind of neat, right? But my plan was
nice.
To go, I'm like, okay, so let's go check this out. Let me go talk to these casinos. So I went to the casinos and said, hey, look, here's my thinking here. I want to do kind of a small, really intimate show, and I positioned it as a showcase of American military capabilities.
Right.
So this was, people were still pretty patriotic, back then. So I'm like, this is what the military is capable of doing. We're not out there bombing and killing, and we're actually doing some pretty neat stuff, and it's fascinating if you like to know that your guys are doing that, right?
Right.
And they're like, shit, this is a great idea. So three properties were kind of going down that path, and one of them was like, hell, this is great, we're in. So he started going down the path, and I get a phone call.
Is this property still in existence?
No.
Okay. We're going to find out.
Two of them.
The El Rancho.
No,
I'm
just kidding. It was actually on the strip.
Okay.
So the one was like, this is great. And then I get a call from a chief master sergeant comes. He was tech sergeant.
Oh, wow. Now he's the big boss.
Now he's chief master sergeant, which if you know anything about the Air Force, that's the highest rank you can be.
Before you're commander or whatever.
Well, so you're a non-commissioned officer. Okay. So I was a sergeant when I got out. And he's a chief master sergeant. You don't get any higher than that as a non-commissioned officer.
Gotcha.
It's higher, obviously, a general. It's a commissioned officer. So he and I chatted. How you doing? How you doing? Scott, good to see you. And we had a little bit of chat. It's about 3 minutes.
Right.
And that was the end of the show.
And he said, how did he even know about that?
I don't fucking know.
That was pretty good. So he said, you can't do it. You can't tell our secrets. And you idiot, what are you thinking?
He said, that's not going to happen.
But
super nice.
I got a great idea.
Super nice. And he was like, nope.
That's not going to happen.
I'm like, but I could be famous. He goes, and that's why it's not going to happen.
I go, could go under the guise of non-military. Man. How could he have stopped you? Just out of curiosity.
Well, so.
Did you sign a disclosure form at some point?
I don't really need to talk about that piece of it.
Oh, okay.
And I appreciate you asking. I would ask the same question, because I'm a lawyery kind of guy. I'm not a lawyer, but I play one at work. And I'm like, yeah, come on, you can't do that. Well, if you're in the military,
yeah,
and the military calls, yeah, you just gotta fucking listen.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Okay, chief. All right, you win this one.
How about when you have somebody from the Pentagon comes visit you?
Yeah.
You don't remember those guys in the CIA I introduced you to one time?
Yeah, yeah. So
they'll be back and you'll be in the desert.
Yeah, I didn't want to have any of that hassle.
Were you living in Las Vegas yet, or you were actually still in California? Okay.
Still in California.
Okay.
So that's it. That's
now
why.
Now, which property wanted it the most that's no longer here?
Can't tell you.
You can't.
Can't say anything
about
it.
They don't exist.
I can't say anything about it.
No kidding.
No, it was kind of a big deal.
Really?
Yeah.
But it was over in 3 minutes.
Well, it's all it took. You'd be amazed how persuasive a fucking spy can be.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In 3 minutes.
Right, right.
It's like, yeah, oh, well, shit, that's a good point there, chief.
Okay.
So.
Scott, remember when we taught you some of this stuff over there?
All right. So that's it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Don't Ever Look at Me in the Eye Again video network. I can see clear. Hey, Scott Whitney here for LASIK of Nevada. And I know what you're probably thinking. Scott, you're wearing glasses. What on earth can you tell me about LASIK? Well, let me tell you my story. So some time ago, I visited Dr. Rothman to see if I could have the LASIK procedure. Had a couple tests done and come to find out I wasn't a candidate. But instead of those $299 an eye guys who pretty much will work on anybody, Dr. Rothman brought me aside and just said it wasn't an option at the time, which I really appreciated. Meanwhile, he's gone on and done 60,000 LASIK procedures. I got friends in Reno down here in Las Vegas who've all seen Dr. Rothman. As a matter of fact, he is the most experienced LASIK surgeon living in Nevada today. So check out their website. It's LASIKofNV.com. Again, LASIKofNV.com. And if you mention Vegas Video Network, they're going to give you 50% off of premium LASIK plus, come here, an additional $200 off. That's LASIKofNV.com. LASIK of Nevada.
Welcome back to the Living in Las Vegas podcast. I've just made Scott disappear.
I'm sorry, Tech
Chief. Chief Sergeant McCombs has come and taken Scott away. Now it's time for real quick stories. I tell you what, there's a lot of noise coming out of the penis gallery tonight. I'm not sure what's going on over there. Shut the fuck up.
Due to the sensitive nature of this content, this production has been halted.